are now in the section I have entitled, I am walking in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. We find the blessing of the Lord at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. God had created Adam and Eve, and then God blessed them, and that was more than just speaking a nice word over Adam and Eve. The Lord God, with His blessing, actually empowered Adam and Eve to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, to subdue the earth, and have dominion over the earth. With this blessing, Adam's job was now to exercise his God-given authority and expand the garden until it encompassed the entire earth. That was what the blessing was for. The blessing provided Adam with the power to carry out the work God began at creation. The blessing equipped Adam with the divine resources he needed to follow God's example. Adam was to transform the uncultivated parts of this planet into a Garden of Eden by speaking faith-filled words. The blessing empowered Adam to be the blessing wherever he went. The Garden of Eden was literally inside of Adam. Jesus' very purpose for coming to this earth was to restore the blessing that was lost when Adam sinned, committed high treason, turning the earth and everything in it over to Satan, who then became Adam's God, Lord, and Master. Jesus, the last man, Adam, is the blessing. And Jesus, the blessing, now is alive in us. Jesus redeemed us, purchased our freedom from sin and the curse, and restored in full the blessing of Abraham to us. Jesus redeemed us, purchased our freedom from sin and the curse, and restored in full the blessing of the garden, and now the blessing of Abraham to us. Jesus' full payment freed us from the curse of poverty, lack, deficiency, not enough, shortage, living paycheck to paycheck, just barely getting by. We are now able to live in the fullness of the blessing, fully furnished, liberally supplied, filled to the top, wanting nothing, just as Adam and Eve experienced in the Garden of Eden. The blessing is restoration of the garden in our lives, where every need is met and everything fully supplied by our Heavenly Father from heaven. In this time of financial famine in the nations, the body of Christ has to become more aware of the blessing of the Lord and have faith in the operation of the blessing in their lives. This blessing is an empowerment. It's an enablement by God to prosper you spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. This is the same blessing that was pronounced on Adam and Eve in the garden, on Noah and his family immediately after they came off of the ark. It's the blessing Jesus walked in while on earth. It's the blessing God spoke over Abraham and his descendants, and that includes you and me, since in Christ Jesus, we are the seed of Abraham by faith. This blessing is what removes the curse in the earth, financial or otherwise, from you. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that's us, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So you now live under this blessing again, and this time in the history of mankind is the fullness of the blessing, and we need to be acquainted with the blessing and its full potential in our lives and use our faith to see it manifested in its fullness in our lives. As much as the Lord wants you to be healed in your body, He wants you to prosper financially. He wants you to thrive and flourish in these days, in these times. He wants you to have supernatural provision from heaven. You need to read Deuteronomy 28 every day to acquaint yourself with the blessing of the Lord, so that you will continually be expecting these blessings to show up in your life. Matter of fact, You need to be looking for these blessings to show up every day. Deuteronomy 28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee, and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Now let's make this confession. I am redeemed from the curse of the law, and that includes financial famine, poverty, lack, and debt. And I am redeemed to the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. I have received everything the Lord has promised me. And that includes the blessing of the Lord that was in the Garden of Eden, the blessing of Noah, the blessing of Abraham and his descendants, and the blessing on Jesus. This blessing removes poverty, lack, and debt off of my life. Jesus has purchased back the blessing of the Lord for me. I was in the kingdom of darkness, but by his own blood, Jesus paid the price to deliver me out of the kingdom of darkness and then translate me into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I was redeemed from the captivity of lack, from not ever having enough, from the captivity of deficiency, from shortage, from living paycheck to paycheck, from the captivity of working for a living, from the captivity of working for my provision, from barely getting along, and from the captivity of debt. And I have been redeemed into the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Eden, I no longer stay in a place of worry, care, anxiousness, and fear. For I live in the kingdom of God, that is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I walk in the fullness of the blessing of God. All the blessings found in Deuteronomy 28 are finding me. Coming on me and overtaking me. I am walking in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord, not only in good times, but also when the economy around me is bad. For I am not subject to the times, but I am subject to the kingdom of heaven. And all these blessings are coming on me and overtaking me. I am being overtaken by the fullness of the blessing of God, more and more and more. The Lord has commanded a blessing upon my investments and all I set my hand to do. And so my personal finances, my businesses, and my investments are flourishing, increasing more and more. Everything I set my hands to do is blessed. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Message translation of Deuteronomy 28 and verse 8, God will order a blessing on your barns and in your workplaces. Don't you like that one? Let me read that one again. Deuteronomy 28, 8 in the Message. God will order a blessing on your barns and in your workplaces. Here's another translation, Deuteronomy 28, 8. The Lord your God is giving you the land, and he will make sure you are successful in everything you do. Now let's make this confession. The blessing of the Lord, with increase more and more, is upon all my storehouses. My storehouses are blessed, and they are full to overflowing. I am prospering on the job and with everything the Lord has called me to do. When other people's pocketbooks are empty, mine is overflowing with the goodness and the richness of the blessing of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:11. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. That's the Amplified. Let's read that one again. The Amplified, Deuteronomy 28:11. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. The Message translation says, God will lavish you with good things. Don't you want that? Let's make this confession. A surplus of the prosperity of the Lord belongs to me, because I have been redeemed from the curse of lack, shortage, deficiency, never enough, barely getting along, and living paycheck to paycheck. The blessing of the Lord is coming on me and overtaking me. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Now let's make this confession. The blessing of the Lord makes me plenteous in goods, and gives me a surplus of prosperity. So that I don't have to bear the weight of my own provision. I don't have to work and toil for a living. That's under the curse. I am not just paying my bills and never again just coming out even, but I am going over exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or think. Because of the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in my life, all debts are removed. All bills are paid. All needs are met. And there is an overflow in my life. I am experiencing a surplus of prosperity. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Message Translation, Deuteronomy 28:11. God will lavish you with good things. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. Don't we like that scripture? Philippians 4:19. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now from those scriptures, let's make this confession. The Lord has blessed the work of my hands. Everything I do is blessed. The blessing is on me, in me, and upon me. God has thrown open the sky vaults of heaven and opened to me his treasury of heaven to meet all of my needs. The bank of heaven is doing well, and God is opening his rich treasury to pour his blessing on me. I am a tither, and I am a sower, and so I remain under the open windows of heaven, with the blessing being poured out on me, so much I can't even contain it. Deuteronomy 28:12. He will open his storehouse in heaven. Here's another translation of Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open the storehouses of the skies. Oh, I like that one, don't you? And the New Living Translation of Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens to bless all the work you do. Now let's make this confession. I am no longer the tail, but I am the head. I am no longer beneath, but I am above only. Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God. The Message translation of Deuteronomy 28:13. God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the bottom dog. I like that one. Let's make this confession. The fullness of the blessing of the Lord is working in my life, and in this blessing, there is supernatural provision available to me at all times. Now, I want to encourage you with a word from the Lord given to Charles Capps, February the 1st, 1978. It's called, Financial Inversion Shall Increase in These Days. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. For yes, 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 there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past. Yes, there's coming a financial inversion in the world system. It's been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end. But the end is nigh. Those reservoirs shall be tapped, and it shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, saith the Lord. It shall be done in the time allotted. And so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Predominantly in two ways shall it be done in this hour. Those that have hoarded up and stored because of the inspiration of the evil one and held the money from the gospel shall be converted and drawn into the kingdom. But many, many will not. They'll not heed the voice of the Word of God. They'll turn aside to this, and they'll turn to that. And they'll walk in their own ways, but their ways will not work in this hour. It's dwindling, and it's slipping away, as though it were in bags with holes in them. It'll go here, and it'll go there. And they'll wonder why it's not working now. It worked in days past, they'll say. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men, men of God of low esteem in the financial world, that shall claim the word of God to their very own, and walk in the light of it, as it has been set forth in the word, and give. They'll begin to give small at first, because that's all they have. But then it will increase, and through the hundredfold return, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return to the hands of the giver. Because of the hundredfold return shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. For it shall be in this hour that you will see things that you've never dreamed come to pass. Oh, it'll be strong at first in ways. Then it will grow greater and greater until men will be astounded, and the world will stand in awe because the ways of men have failed, and the ways of God shall come forth. As men walk in my word, so shall they walk in the ways of the Lord. Oh, yes, there will be some who say, yes, but God's ways are higher. surely higher than our ways, and we can't walk in those. It's true that the ways of God are higher. They are higher than your ways, as the heavens are above the earth. But I'll teach you to walk in my ways. I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways. Now learn to walk in it. Learn to give. So shall the inversion of the financial system revert, and so shall it be that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world, and there shall be no lack in the kingdom. Those that give shall walk in the ways of the supernatural. They shall be known abroad. My word shall spread, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth in the day and the hour in which ye stand. Ye shall see it and know it, for it is of me, and it shall come to pass, saith the Lord. Now let's make this confession of financial inversion coming into our lives even right now today. Financial inversion is increasing in my life in these days as part of the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. I release the Lord to move on my behalf in my financial prosperity, because it is His desire to move in the realm of my prosperity. I receive that, Father. I release that to you. I claim it, I believe it, and I receive the financial inversion, and I walk in it. Yes, financial inversion is coming to me now from the wealth that has been held in reservoirs of wicked people for days on end. The Lord is tapping into these reservoirs and draining them for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of the hundredfold return, the reserves of the wicked come to me to be used for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the ways and will of God shall come forth in my life. I receive it into my life so that I am a symbol of the blessing and be a blessing to others. Sinners are working for me, and their wealth is now coming to me for kingdom purposes and to bless me. I am walking in the ways of the Lord, and I remain a giver. And so the inversion of the financial system revert to me, and I will give, and the gospel will be preached to all the world, and there shall be no lack in the kingdom of God. I shall live in the ways of the supernatural, and I among many will be known abroad as disciples of Christ, and the word of God shall be spread throughout the whole earth, and the knowledge of the Lord and His glory shall fill all the earth in this day and this hour. I release the Lord to move in the realm of my prosperity. He has set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And on that table is everything that I need to walk in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. Romans 15:29. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Here's another translation of Romans 15:29. When I come to you, I know that I shall come with a full measure of the blessing of the Lord. Let's make this confession. Father God, I release you right now to come into my life and help me walk in the fullness of the blessing to where I am full, complete, filled to the top, so that I want for nothing. Filled to the brim, so that nothing is lacking. Fully furnished and liberally supplied. Philippians 4:19. My God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now let's make this confession of faith. Jesus came and restored the blessing to me. Jesus is the blessing to me. Jesus, the blessing, is alive in me. I am walking in the fullness of the blessing, fully furnished, liberally supplied, filled to the top, filled to the brim, nothing lacking, wanting for nothing. The blessing has come to me and overtaken me. I am living in superabundance, exceeding excess, the fullness of the blessing.